Good morning and welcome. It is 5:39 on this, a rather soggy Monday. It's time for us to talk about sports. And who better to lead that conversation? No, I shouldn't be talking sports at all. All right, let's talk NFL draft. Oh, there was much trepidation, much worry. Oh, no, what happens if Michael Sam doesn't get into the NFL? What happens? Oh, no. Well, St. Louis Rams picked him up. Seventh round of the draft on Saturday. Michael got emotional when he got the call and shed some tears. Then when he got off the phone, kissed his boyfriend and smeared cake on his face.
It's interesting that the SEC Defensive Player of the Year lasts until the seventh round. If he had not come out as gay, he would have been drafted higher than this.
I think you're right. I think the teams that considered him said, we don't want the controversy. We're going to back away from him.
The Rams, of course, are in the same state where he played college football, so he'll probably get a better reception there than he might have in some other places.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, wait a minute. The other thing to remember, too, is that a lot of times in the NFL, if you're a low draft, you know, you're drafted sixth, seventh round, you probably don't make the team.
It'll be interesting to see, if in fact, what I was reading, a lot of the draft pundits think he can be a good special teams player at least to start, and then eventually will be able to play the defensive line, but I got to believe, well, I shouldn't say that. He may not make the team. You still got to earn it, and he knows that, and everybody that that supports him knows that. You got to be a player in the NFL if you're going to make the team.
All right, but for people who don't know the NFL, who are following, you know, there'll be people who only half know about sports. How'd the gay guy do? Oh, they cut him. Oh, well, we know why.
Sure.
Well, it may be because he wasn't good enough.
It may be because he wasn't good enough. Right?
Well, let's compare this after all the dust blows down and settles. Let's compare it to that Christian guy that tried to make it in the NFL and all the people.
And we found out that he wasn't good enough.
It's debatable. He's playing for the LA Kiss now, isn't he?
Is he? No. Is he really?
Yeah, I believe he is. That's what...
he's playing in the Arena Football League?
What's his name? The guy from KISS.
No, we got to look that up. I thought he was a commentator for ESPN now. I got to look that
up. Well, take a look at it, because we don't want to spread any rumors of anything that's completely not true. Donald Sterling, this guy continues to be show fodder everywhere, all over the world. In an interview that will air with Anderson Cooper tonight... Donald Sterling says he has apologized to Magic Johnson and then goes on to say, quote, has Magic Johnson done everything he can do to help minorities? I don't think so. I don't think he's a good example for the children of Los Angeles. Like me, that's added, of course. Meanwhile, Magic thinks the Clippers won't want to play next season if the Sterling family still owns the team.
So he takes a shot at Magic Johnson, obviously because of his sexual background, but Magic Johnson and his businesses in the inner city of Los Angeles have done more for
What do you mean his sexual background?
Well, the fact that he had all kinds of sexual partners and then became HIV positive back in the
and
day.
And so a guy who is 9,000 years old and is involved with a 20-something-year-old gold digger, he feels that he has the moral high ground.
It's Donald Sterling we're talking about. Come on.
Wow. This guy has just got, cojones of steel. His wife is also saying, I got a part of the team, too, and I'm not giving that up. Interesting. Not his gold digger
girlfriend.
It's actually
it'll end up in the court, but it's interesting. The NBA has in their bylaws, which Donald Sterling's and the rest of the owners of the Clippers signed when they became owners of the Clippers, that an owner can be removed with a 3/4 vote of the rest of the owners.
Yeah. Well, let's see if that happens. Let's see if they have the chutzpah to make that happen. You don't want to be playing golf or be a caddy, apparently, during the European tour.
Because?
Well, they don't have a lot of respect for the caddies, especially if they die during the tournament.
You got to keep it going, right? Play on?
Yes.
Just get a stretcher, take him off, and play on?
Finishing the Madeira Islands Open on Sunday, Zimbabwean caddy, whose last name is McGregor, was working for Scotland's Alistair Forsyth.
Wait a minute. The guy's from Zimbabwe and his name is McGregor?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's Scotland. It's all about golf, man. Anyway, so Scotland's Alistair Forsyth He was caddying for him and suffered a heart attack on the ninth hole and died.
Well, at least it was on the turn. They could stop and have a sandwich and then just keep going while they took the caddy off to the hospital.
So an indefinite suspension of play was initially announced, but then when they took care of the circumstance, they resumed play.
So if a player would have died, they probably would have canceled the rest of the round for the day.
Maybe.
It's only a caddy.
It's a caddy.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, he got all of that one. So, wow. Please don't be a caddy. hey, my caddy's dead. Yeah? And? Well, I got to carry my own bag now. Yeah. Anyway, so there's that's all I've got for sports. What are we doing for the real sports? How are the
Brewers took 2 of 3 from the Yankees over the weekend.
Good.
Looked pretty good.
The Brewers game yesterday was incredible because they're playing without Ryan Braun, who's going to be back, we think, on Tuesday. And Aramis Ramirez, who's going to be out for weeks with a torn hamstring. So their two best hitters are out, and they still beat the Yankees.
Took 2 out of 3 and did it in exciting fashion. And Ricky Weeks, who's been taking a lot of grief from Brewer fans for good reason, because he basically has sucked this year, all of a sudden is getting hot. And now he's, you know, sort of sucking you back in, like, thinking, well, maybe he can be a player. Maybe he can be a guy who can start. I don't know. He's done this before where he's really bad, and then he gets hot for a while, and then he'll be bad again. But
well, he's played so infrequently that, like, he gets a hit, and his batting average goes up 25 points.
Yeah, he had 3 hits yesterday, and he had a couple on Saturday.
Right,
and
so his batting average went from 165 to 280. Yeah. So that's fabulous.
So forgive my ignorance, but isn't that kind of how the Yankees are, too, at the beginning of the season? Aren't they almost always a little sluggish? Aren't they always just a little dull?
Well, they're kind of old right now. You know, they're aged. The Yankees, you could almost call them elderly. They got some guys on there that are ready for Social Security almost. You got Jeter, you got Ichiro, you got Alfonso Soriano. You got some old guys there, man.
I'm not sure Jeter is what I would consider to be over the hill.
Over the hill.
I think he's going out at the, you know.
No, he's.
Is he done? He played beyond?
He's going out at the right time.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He can't get the ground balls that he used to get to. He's hitting a lot of choppy ground outs. He's not the player he was even 4 years ago.
Maybe not on the field. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Last night was the first round of the NFL draft. It was right across the street at Radio City Music Hall. A lot of excitement there, but it was a little tense. Tense night for quarterback Johnny Manziel. Also known as Johnny Football, they call him. Yeah, it was tense for him because everyone expected him to go pretty high in the draft, but he fell to number 22. Yeah, at one point his agent was like, "So how do you feel about Johnny Foosball? Still cool?" Oh, I also want to say congrats to our pal, Haha Clinton Dix. He's a safety who was drafted by the Green Bay Packers last night. That's right, his name is Haha Clinton Dix. I just hope he does well. You'd hate to hear some guy in the crowd like, "You suck, Clinton Dix!" But that's right, Clinton Dix is a Packer. The only way that can get better if it was a tight end. If he was a tight end, then go that's true. That's a good.
Is it wide receiver?
It rides it.
Asking what position
he plays. I don't know.
John Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.